You're listening to SBS News.
The discovery of four members of a family with COVID-19 in New Zealand has seen the country quickly adopt restrictions and put Auckland back into lockdown. The first of the four cases that was detected is a man in his 50s who was tested twice on Monday after going to his doctor. He had no history of overseas travel. Three colleagues of a man who was infected now have symptoms, and they're being tested and put into isolation along with their family members. And a woman in her 20s who travelled to the popular tourist spot of Rotorua on Saturday did so while she had symptoms. Auckland has gone into what's called a level 3 lockdown until midnight on Friday, while the rest of the country is being asked to observe social distancing protocols and to limit mass gatherings under level 2 measures. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says with one of the four family members travelling to Rotorua, a national response is required.
Everyone across the country outside of Auckland, we're asking for social distancing, we're asking for those limits on mass gatherings again, and we're asking everyone to keep track of where they have been. Some may ask why it is that we only have Auckland at level 3. Obviously, that is currently the source and the centre, as it were, of this particular outbreak. And so at the moment, those who are investigating in Rotorua, primarily we're looking at potentially casual contacts, whereas obviously in Auckland we are looking for the source of the infection at this point in time.
The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says New Zealand has deliberately acted quickly.
So we have seen in other countries and jurisdictions like in Victoria, in Hong Kong and in Vietnam, where a resurgence occurs, that it is incredibly important to act early. We're at the alert level that we are implementing here in New Zealand was not implemented in Victoria till some weeks after their first cases reappeared in the community. That is why we are responding strongly and quickly again. We have the systems in place to help stamp out the virus and stop it spreading. And once again, we have done this before and we can do it again.
Barbara Anderson helps run Lee Jackson, a family-owned business in Auckland that makes drapes, blinds and soft furnishings. Apart from some breaches of quarantine in New Zealand, she says she's largely happy with the way the authorities have managed the pandemic.
There seems to have been quite a few incidents one way and another where people have done the wrong thing. In terms of our business in general, having come back post the COVID lockdown, we are full steam ahead. In fact, we are, if we looked at our financial calendar for the financial year this year, we're actually doing better than we did at the same time last year, which also included a month of lockdown. So that's a very weird outcome from COVID.
Before the four cases were detected, New Zealand had just marked more than 100 days without a case of community transmission. Ms. Anderson wonders whether these latest cases mean her country hasn't been doing enough testing.
It's come from an unknown source that says it's been in the community. Should they have been doing more random testing? I know my son had cold, a respiratory infection at one stage, and went to the testing facility but was turned away because he didn't have a doctor's note to be tested. To me, they should have just been testing if somebody turned up. You shouldn't have to have gone through a doctor to get testing.
Russia has become the first country to grant regulatory approval to a COVID-19 vaccine, but experts are worried that the country has rushed the process. The vaccine has been approved before what's called a Phase 3 trial is completed, where thousands are tested to see if the vaccine really works and there are no safety issues. Dr. Amesh Adalja from the Johns Hopkins University Centre for Health Security says he's concerned the Russians have acted too quickly.
I thought that there was likely a danger in doing this before we know how safe and effective this vaccine is, because right now we're engaged in a global race to develop a vaccine as quick as possible. And we have to worry not only about making a safe and effective vaccine, but creating confidence in the public so that they desire to actually take this vaccine. And if something were to go wrong, that's going to set us all back. So we want to be very careful about how we do this. So if something happens in this Russian experience in terms of a new safety signal, or maybe it doesn't show to be as effective as possible, that's going to color all of the other vaccines and make the public health messaging much harder.
The French government says it's concerned case numbers in France are heading in the wrong direction. Prime Minister Jean Castex says the public is becoming careless, with data showing there were almost 5,000 new cases in just 48 hours. He says without a collective effort, the virus could become harder to control.
En France, la situation liée à l'épidémie de COVID-19 s'est dégradée au cours des derniers jours.
In France, the situation related to the COVID-19 outbreak has deteriorated over the past few days. For the past 2 weeks or so, the epidemiological situation we've been monitoring very closely has indeed been moving in the wrong direction.
The pandemic has already killed more than 30,000 people in France. And in Scotland, exam results that have been downgraded by a moderation process because of the virus will now revert to the original grades. Exams across Scotland and the United Kingdom were cancelled amid the pandemic and replaced by assessments provided by the students' teachers. Those estimates were then moderated by the Scottish Qualifications Authority by a criteria which included the past performance of the school the child attended, prompting a backlash from pupils following the release of the results on August 4. Analysis of the process showed that it had reduced the exam pass rate in Scotland's poorest areas by 15.2% compared to 6.9% in its most affluent. Speaking in the Scottish Parliament, Education Secretary John Swinney apologised to the 75,000 students who'd seen their grades lowered and confirmed they'd revert to the original grades.
I have listened and the message is clear. They don't just want an apology, they want to see this fixed, and that is exactly what I will now do. I can confirm to Parliament today that all downgraded awards will be withdrawn. Using powers available to me in the Education Scotland Act 1996, I am today directing the SQA to reissue those awards based solely on teacher or lecturer judgment. Schools will be able to confirm the estimates they provided for pupils to those that are returning to school this week and next.
Globally, COVID-19 has infected more than 20 million people and there have been almost 739,000 deaths. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.